What's up, y'all? And welcome to the Living in Pursuit podcast. I am your host, Drea, and I share my experiences while pursuing the constant unveiling of my purpose and journey. Chasing after God and what He has for us is our number one goal here at the Living in Pursuit podcast. So join us as we uncover God's instructions with faith, boldness, and determination. Let's go. What's up, y'all? It is your girl, Andrea, and I am back with another episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. First of all, I have been doing this podcast since January of this year, and when I tell y'all, it's just been a roller coaster. It's been a journey. It's been a transformation. It's just been a true journey for me. But I appreciate all of the listens, first and foremost. I appreciate all of the listens. We are continuing to climb. So new people are discovering our podcast over here. They're discovering what we're doing, what we're talking about. People are being transformed. People are building their relationships with God. And that's the whole, gist. That's the main goal. That is the mission that I've been on. And God has just been revealing a lot of things to me, as He does all the time. I mean, I say that every podcast episode, but it's a constant unveiling. Like the intro said, it's honestly a lot of revelations when it comes to this podcast, when it comes to my life, this journey that I'm on. And it's rewarding. It's challenging, but also rewarding. And I just wanted to come on here this morning. It's Sunday. I usually record my podcast on Monday mornings after I drop JJ off to school. But, you know, I just felt it in my spirit to just come on here and record the podcast today. As you all know, today is the first day of the Pursuing Me Challenge. Y'all, it's been a long time coming. I've been planning this challenge. I've been actually fasting today and just really seeking God on what He wants me to tell His people and His daughters and just anyone who is going to be a part of this Pursuing Me challenge. It's been a lot of, again, ups and downs, roller coasters, just trying to figure out what God is doing in me right now and in my situations. And that's what I want to talk to you about, to you guys about today. The trying to figure it out part, the answers that we constantly look for and constantly seek, the pursuit of answers. And I really want to just dive into it and just kind of talk to you guys about, you know, what God has been sharing with me. So yeah, let's get into it. The pursuit of answers. This revelation came to me when I was talking to a mentor of mine. And a lot of times I find myself in this tug of war with what God has told me and what I choose to believe. So I look for these answers. I'm always in pursuit of God giving me revelations on answers that I'm looking for. It's this constant battle of believing what I want to believe and believing what is the truth. And a lot of times we find ourselves in this tug of war because, for one, we're not completely surrendering our will to God. We're not completely trusting Him in certain areas. We're not completely okay with the answer that He has already given us. And we try to search and we try to find and we try to rationalize what could be instead of accepting what is. And the acceptance is the wait. We don't want to wait for the answer. We want to have the answer right now. We want to be able to know what move to make. We want to be able to know who to cut off and when to cut them off and all of these things, because we feel as though the answer will get us to the next level. we feel as though the answer is the answer to our problems, when the answer is not the answer to our problems. What we're waiting on God to answer cannot be revealed in the time frame or in the time span that we think it should be revealed in. And I know we talk about this a lot on the podcast, but it's a lot of like control. It's like a battle of control going on, and it's still going on, and it hasn't been completely dismantled. Like, God is still trying to get us out of this mindset, because this mindset, we've carried it with us our whole lives. We still carry it now, especially in a time where no one knows what's going on and everyone's searching for the answers. Well, what is this COVID thing? Like, how is this COVID thing going to end? How am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to know if I should move or not? God, I'm waiting on you to give me the answer. And we think that as soon as God gives us the answer, we're just going to know what we're supposed to do after that. But I'm learning and I'm finding that while I'm searching on the answer, I'm missing what God is trying to do in me right now, in the moment, in the pursuit. We think that if we get the answer from God, we'll be able to know where to go, what move to make, and all of these things. But God is saying, I'm trying to get you out of this pursuit mindset. I'm trying to get you out of trying to know what the answer is going to be so that you don't start operating in your own will. How many times do we get confirmation and we get answers, the answers that we think are the answers? How many times do we get that confirmation and we start planning? We start going forth. We start doing things in our own will, thinking that God has given us the answer. God has given us this piece of the puzzle. Now it's our turn to take over. And God is saying, no, it's not your turn to take over. It's still my will above yours. I'm not giving you the answer right now. I'm not giving you the answer right now, because I want to get you out of the mindset that you think that you are in control. I don't want you to start planning ahead. I don't want you to start operating in your own will. I don't want you to go and pursue the man that I revealed was your husband. I don't want you to go and pursue a job after I told you that you were going to live in prosperity. After I told you that an opportunity was coming your way, after I showed you something. An instruction doesn't always mean go forth. Because sometimes when we go forth, we go and run straight into another brick wall. And we get ourselves in other situations that require a new answer from God. Okay, God, you said that I was going to be married this year. God, you said that I was going to get a new job. So let me just go put in a whole bunch of applications. Let me just have faith and let me just go put in all of these applications. Did God tell you to go put in an application? Or was that you? Did God tell you to go pursue that man? Like, an answer does not require us to move. An answer requires us to seek. Okay, God, you told me this. Now what? Now what you want me to do? See, a lot of times, like, that control, that need to know. The mentor that I was talking to, he also said that because of Eve, and y'all know Adam and Eve in the Bible, y'all know the story. But because of Eve's mentality, Eve's willingness or curiosity to know what would happen if I disobeyed God, what would happen if I ate from this fruit on this forbidden tree, what would happen if I did something in my own will against what God is saying? And a lot of women, in particular, a lot of women, we do that. Our willingness to our curiosity to want to know, our curiosity to want to gain wisdom. We want to know everything. And it's funny because it's like it goes back to the whole like the memes and the phrases and everything that men say. Oh, if you tell a woman that you're going on a date, the woman has to ask, well, where are we going? I need to know this so I can get my hair done. I need to know that. I need to know how far the restaurant is so I can know what kind of shoes to put on. I need to know what the weather is going to be like. Like, all of these things. Instead of just going with the flow. So I want to encourage a lot of you to go with the flow. And of course, I don't mean that in a negative way, like, oh, let me just start sinning and, you know, see what God. No, I'm talking about when God does give you an answer or when he gives you an instruction, go with the flow. If he's leading you to something or if he's telling you to do something after that, just do it and don't ask any questions. Just do it. Just go with the flow. Because our maybes. Oh, well, maybe God wants me to do this. Maybe he wants me to do that. Maybe, like, those maybes are dangerous. Those maybes get us in more destruction and damage. Those maybes take us away from where God is trying to lead us to. We interrupt this prophetic program to bring to you. Are you looking to start a business but don't know where to go or how to start? You need some resources, sis, for free. Gratitude First is giving my listeners a free download of 25 free resources to start and grow your business. Here's some of the amazing resources you'll receive. Create and send newsletters for free. Make beautiful social media posts. A business plan template. Bookkeeping, receipt, and invoicing software. Team collaboration tools, file storage software, CRM, which is Customer Relationship Manager, to keep track of customers and clients, virtual video meeting software, project management tools, information on how to create a website for free. Like, what? I wish I had all of this when I first started my business. Like, y'all need to take advantage of this deal, and they are offering so much more. So download this awesome freebie today by clicking the link in the show notes. So God is saying to stop chasing after the answers and just start chasing after me and my instructions and the answers that I want to give to you. A lot of times we try to rationalize things and think that the answer that we come up with is what God is trying to tell us. And that's not the case at all. It's not the case at all. It's just a way to further detour us. Another thing God was telling me was just like, let go. Let go and let God. Surrender. Like, true surrender. We think that just because we give up people or we give up habits or we give up tangible items, that's surrendering. But God is saying, will you surrender your mind? Will you surrender this mindset? Will you surrender something that you've held on to for so long? Your way of thinking, your way of doing things. Will you give it to me? Will you let it go? Will you give up control? Will you take your hands off of the wheel? I had a dream last night. And I actually had two dreams. The first dream was like 2 days ago or two nights ago. And in that dream, I was running away from something. I'm always running in my dreams. And I'm just like, what am I running away from, God? What am I running away from? And this dream, I was chasing after the things that God had for me. And I was in this airport. And I was going through the terminal and everything like that. And I had stopped and I had looked to the left and I had saw her. And I love her. I love her. Oh my God. And I saw her and I wanted to take a picture with her. So I'm taking a picture with her. And I continued to go into my terminal to try to get to my plane. I think it was a speaking engagement or something that God had told me that was going to happen. And I just started like chasing after it. Like I was in pursuit of this thing that God told me was going to, you know, occur. So I'm in the airport. I'm running, trying to get to the terminal. And I get to the terminal and there's this elevator. So I got to get on the elevator and, of course, go up to the next level. So as I'm in this elevator, somebody on the side of me was telling me and instructing me, prophesy to this elevator to get yourself to the next level. And I started prophesying and I started looking like, what the heck? Like, oh my God, this is weird, but I'm gonna do it anyway. So I'm sitting up here like doing everything that I can to get myself to the next level and prophesy and do all this and use my gifts basically to get me to this next level in the elevator so that I can continue to go to where I needed to go. And the more that I was prophesying and the more that I was like trying to get this elevator to move, it wasn't moving. It would move a little bit, but it wouldn't go straight to the top. And when I woke up this morning, I thought about the story in the Bible where Jesus was tempted for 40 days in the wilderness. And the devil was trying to tempt him. And the devil was telling him, if you are the Son of God, then turn these stones into bread and feed yourself. And Jesus just kept replying, like, it is written, it's already written. Like, basically saying, get out my face. Like, you can't tempt me. You can't tempt me to do anything. And I thought about that. And I really think that God is trying to tell me, and maybe a few of you, to not use your gifts to get to the next level. Like, let that not be your intention. I'm gonna use my gifts to get to the next level. Like, no. Allow me to use your gifts so I can get you to the next level. Because the more you try to do it and the more you try to operate this elevator, you're going to fail and you're not going to go anywhere. You're going to be stuck. I was telling a friend of mine that you can't play with God. You can't fake like you want to be better, and you can't fake reading the Bible. You can't fake all of these works, like these works. Oh, I'm reading the Bible. I'm getting up in the morning. I'm praying. I'm doing devotionals. I'm in a community. Like, you can't do all of these things expecting God to do something in your life. Like, it has to be intentional. It has to be with the intention of growing your relationship with God and getting to know him. It's not about, let me just do all of these things so I need to do what I gotta do so that God can bless me. It ain't like that. It don't work like that. And honestly, it makes God angry. Why are you trying to fake? Why are you trying to fake the pursuit instead of actually going through it and allowing me to be in control and allowing me to build a relationship with you, allowing me to use your gifts, allowing me to guide you, and allowing me to give you the answers and the instructions? Why are you trying to fake it? And a lot of times we think that, or a lot of times we're in such a rush to get to the next level, and we're in such a rush to get out of our situations that we start faking our works instead of it being genuine unto God. A relationship with God is an experience. I've told you guys this before. It's an experience. You experience God. You can't rationalize him. Oh, well, Google says that God is this, and Google says that the word Jesus is this, and these denominations say that, and Judaism and Buddhism and Catholics believe this. Like, you can't rationalize a relationship with God. You can't rationalize him. God wants us to seek the truth. And the truth is in the relationship and in the experience that you personally have with God. It's not what you see. It's not what you have access to. It's not going to always be in a sermon. It's not going to always be in whatever that you're seeking. The experience comes from within. It comes from your heart. It comes from the pursuit of being intentional with God. It doesn't come from pursuing the answer all the time. We do these works and we do all of these things thinking that we're pleasing God, thinking that we're doing what we're supposed to do, when really we're just pursuing an answer. I'm going to do all of this so God can give me the answer to what I've been praying for. So God can answer my prayer. So God can get me out of this situation. And that's not it. That's not right. Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal gain. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The more you're doing that, the farther and farther away you are becoming from God. If you don't have patience, if you can't wait, if you can't be content in this season, if you can't be willing to surrender and give up your will for God, you're going to stay stuck. You're going to stay stuck. And God has just been showing me, like, the more I'm patient with him, the more I'm surrendered to him, the more I seek him over my own will and over the answers that I'm looking for, the more I'm in tune with him, the more I'm praying with him and spending time with him, the more he's going to lead me into the direction that I need to go. You know, even with this podcast, I be feeling like, still be feeling like, oh, I'm just here to encourage somebody. But God is literally showing me what I'm called to do. I'm called to this. It is a calling on my life. There's a mantle on my life. And in the dream, it also, when I was prophesying to the elevator and I wasn't getting anywhere, I started getting confused. I was like, what the heck is going on? Like, somebody just told me to prophesy and use my gifts. So I know I have gifts. Like, I'm confident in my gifts to get me through, you know, get me up this elevator. But obviously it's not working, so whatever. So I started feeling doubtful. Well, maybe I don't have it in me. Maybe I don't have what it takes to move myself to the next level. So I get out of the elevator, and ironically, and it's so weird, I saw Cardi B. And Cardi B was like, I don't know why this woman was in my dreams, y'all. I really don't. I don't know why these celebrities was in my dreams. I actually do know why they in my dreams, but I'm going to explain that later. But anyway, so I see Cardi B, and I just stepped out of the elevator feeling doubtful, feeling like, what the heck is going on? Soon as I step out of the elevator, I see like this person run past me, and they're dressed in all black. And Cardi B looks at me and says, why would you just do that? And I'm like, what? She said, didn't you see what the old you just did to me? And I'm like, what? Didn't you just see what the old you said to me? What the old you did to me? And that made me think. When I got up this morning, it made me think, is the old me trying to get me to the next level instead of allowing the new me and the new gifts and the new perspective, the new trust that I have with God, the new renewal of my mind? Am I allowing the old me to get in front of the new me, pursuing and chasing after God? Am I allowing what used to be my past, am I allowing that to try to run faster and pass up the new me because this is what I've always been doing in my life? This is how I've always been. It's like, am I not embracing who God is calling me to be in this season? Or am I still stuck? Am I still trying to operate how I used to operate or look at myself how I used to look at myself? Do I still have the image of my old self and my old ways in this new season? And that dream, it just kind of like, it just got my wheels turning. It has me thinking a lot, but it also gives me a peace to know that I don't have to figure that out. I don't have to look up Google and look up, you know, well, this happened in my dream. What does it mean, Google? Like, I don't have to do that all the time. Like I said, it might be an instruction. It might be God trying to warn me. It might be this. It may be that. It may be this. It may be that. But then again, what did we just say about the maybes? The maybes are dangerous to our mind. And if we're going to be renewed and if we're going to have a new mind and God gives us our thoughts, for I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you, Jeremiah 29:11. If God has thoughts for us, why do we try to rationalize everything? Why do we try to figure everything out? And we start worrying and we start getting anxious and we start living in doubt and we start living in pride and we start comparing ourselves to other people and we start doing all of these things that are not aligned with what God is trying to do. So I just wanted to encourage y'all. I really hope that I really hope that you understood it. I really hope that it spoke to you in a way. And I just want to, you know, encourage you to stop pursuing the answer and pursue God. Pursue His answer, not your own. Don't worry about how. Don't worry about the how. Don't worry about how you're going to make it. Don't worry about what you need to do. Just go with the flow. God will instruct you. God will seek after you as much as you're seeking after Him. It's not just a one-way street. It's a pursuit of God, not self. The answer sometimes comes in the form of wanting to know what we're going to be. What does God desire for me to be? What will I become? Who will I marry? It's like we play MASH all day, every day in our minds. And if you don't know what that game is, then I'm probably just too old. But we try to pick our lives. We try to categorize things and we try to move and place people in our lives and we try to like move the puzzle pieces ourselves. And God is saying, stop, chill, because you're messing up the plan. You're messing up what I'm trying to do with you. You're messing up where I'm trying to lead you to. You're messing up who I'm trying to bring to you. I can't bring nobody in your life when you're trying to figure out everything and when you're trying to rationalize everyone that I send to you. All of these questions that you have, submit them to me. Don't keep asking me the same thing. Just submit them to me. Submit your requests unto God and leave it there. Don't stress yourself out trying to figure out what the next level is going to be and how it's going to look like. Those celebrities those celebrities being in my dream, I honestly feel as though God is showing me that in the pursuit of the things that he has for me, as I'm pursuing these things, I'm going to run into people, celebrities, people that are in the industries. Like, I'm going to start running into these people, and he's showing me what's coming with the pursuit as I'm in pursuit. He's not showing me and giving me things while I'm sitting still, being stagnant. Today is the first day of the Pursuing Me Challenge. So I'm in pursuit mode. I'm in pursuit mode. I'm pursuing after this thing that God is calling me to, my purpose, my calling. I'm pursuing that. So it's important for me to not try to figure everything out as I go. So I just, you know, I wanted to just get that out there, get that out of my system or whatever. And just really hope and pray that you guys do the same. I hope you guys please take advantage of the freebies that are being mentioned on these little ad commercials. It'll help me. It is an affiliation, so it will help me with the percentage of sales. So y'all, if y'all want to support this podcast, continue to leave your reviews. I see y'all. I see a new review. Hey girl. which I will be posting on next week. Continue to support. Continue to leave a review. Leave a rating. Continue to tell people about the Living in Pursuit podcast. Y'all, it's getting real over here, as I say all the time. But that's it, y'all. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I will talk to you all in my next episode on next week. Bye, y'all.